Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We take a look on Wednesdays at the week in politics with the Dakota Political Junkies joining us today. For that, we have Denise Ross joining us from SDPB's Black Hills studio. Hey, Denise, thanks for being here.
Hello, Lori.
And also on the phone, we have Roger Whittle, Watertown Public Opinion Managing Editor. Hey, Roger.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
All right. Let's start with the fact that we're sort of heading toward a primary here, and we have a whole lot of Republican candidates to sort of sort through, and they have a lot in common, but then they have some distinct differences. Let's start with the House of Representatives. The Argus leader is having some ongoing conversations, and you can find that reporting at argusleader.com. But they sort of laid out a question for Dusty Johnson and Chantel Krebs and Neil Tapio about spending and the budget. And Roger, let's start with you. And just as we get to this season and as the candidates try to distinguish themselves, are there some, you know, pretty stark differences between these three?
There are. They asked all three what they would do to solve the deficit problem, and they all gave three distinctly different answers. Dusty, who said that we should think about raising the age for Americans to start participating in our Social Security and Medicare programs. It's traditionally been 65, but people are living longer these days, and so therefore they're in retirement longer, so he thinks that maybe we should delay when you start collecting those funds. Chantel was a big fan of zero-based budgeting that she said she uses in her state office. That is, you don't just, when you're budgeting for the year, you don't just get what you got the year before and then 10% more. You have to justify every dollar. You start at zero and say, I need this much money for this program, this much money for this program. And she says, that'll save us money. And then Neil Tapio said the problem was that we're spending too much on social programs. And if we just allow religion back in the schools, kids will be a lot healthier and grow up to be healthier adults, and they won't need as much welfare and mental health issues. So three different people, three different answers.
Those are three different pretty distinct answers. Denise, what can we tell about the way these three are running their campaigns based on how they answered these questions?
Well, I guess I'll start with Neil Tapio, I had to read his part of the article more than once to make sure that that's in fact what he said, that if you talked to kids about religion in schools, we wouldn't have anybody on welfare. I think that's a pretty tenuous connection. I don't know that there's any evidence to back that up. And then if you couple that with the fact that social welfare programs are actually a very tiny percentage of the federal budget, I don't know how you get to a balanced budget, even if you eliminated all of it. Dusty Johnson is aiming at the entitlements, which are what most experts will tell you the biggest problem looming for the federal budget. And he's talking about something that many other people have talked about in terms of raising the age when people start receiving Social Security, and I'm not sure if he was throwing Medicare into there as well. And I think there's some good numbers to back that up to show exactly how that would affect the budget. And then Chantel Krebs talking about zero-based budgeting, I think there'd probably be a lot of popular support for that idea in terms of just a kind of a common sense approach. And I don't know that those, like, that Dusty Johnson and Chantel Krebs' ideas would have to be mutually exclusive.
Right. Yeah.
And then I would also throw in that I don't know how far one representative from South Dakota would go in terms of fixing the national budget, but it's definitely healthy and good to have the conversation, and definitely a better conversation to have than some of the others that we could be having on this in this race right now.
It seems like Chantel Krebs in particular, Roger, sort of harkened back to, you know, this is something I did as Secretary of State and brought her experience, you know, into the conversation and said, this is the fiscal no nonsense that I'm going to bring to Washington. I thought she handled that fairly effectively as a question.
she did, and that's probably a wise thing for her to do, since she is the one who's right now in public office, and although statewide office, I guess Neil Tapio is a state representative.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's good, and if that's what she's been doing in her office and it's been working, she's telling voters that it can work at the national level as well.
Right. What are your thoughts on how Dusty Johnson is sort of starting out of the gate with something that is certainly not something we've never heard of before, Denise, but, kind of a big shot across the bow at, it's time for some sweeping changes or some more dramatic changes.
Yeah, well, again, it's nothing new in terms of an idea right. on how to address the federal budget. I think it shows that Dusty Johnson, as I've known him over the years, known him fairly well, is pretty pragmatic. And I think he would go, when asked about these topics, would be kind of upfront about it rather than sticking his finger in the wind to see which way the polls are blowing. I mean, I think if right. he's saying this, my sense of Dusty Johnson is that that's what he really believes would fix the federal budget. And in terms of Chantel Krebs and Neil Tapio, I'm sure they equally believe what they're saying, but raising the retirement age, quote unquote, is something that serious budget analysts have been talking about for years.
And as we look at the gubernatorial race with South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley running against current U.S. Congresswoman Kristi Noem, same thing, Roger, trying to sort of, there's a lot these two candidates have in common. And trying to find some distinctions, Argus Leader asked them about workforce development because they both agreed this is a pretty big issue facing the state.
Right. It's an interesting race, this, between these two. Yes, they're both Republicans, but I think during the campaign we've seen a lot of differences come out between the two. And I'm a little, so I was just speaking with one of their campaign managers this morning. He was saying that I'm a little surprised that this race isn't generating more excitement, if that's the right word, considering that there are some pretty distinct differences between these two candidates. But on workforce development, Kristi Noem is taking a very common stance for her, which is fewer government regulations will solve all of our problems. She says wants to make it easier to license people to do these skilled jobs, assuming that now the process of getting licensed to be a plumber or whatever is too arduous and it's preventing people from joining the workforce quickly. Marty Jackley is saying that we need to make the state a more attractive place for people to live, so our college and high school graduates will choose to stay in the state instead of moving away. And again, both very good ideas, both very different ideas.
Right. And not, Denise, not necessarily mutually exclusive again, right?
I would say that. And my first thought when I was reading about this was, well, what a wonderful problem to have. We have too many jobs open, and we need to get our people trained, and we need to recruit more people in. It's a real opportunity for the state. And again, a good conversation to have at the state level, to hash out all these ideas, probably in the context of a political campaign may not be the best format, but certainly not the worst either. And so I think the fact that the next governor will be tackling this issue is, quite frankly, puts South Dakota in a lot of better position than a lot of other states.
Denise, do you see the sort of excitement factor, as it were, amping up here as we head toward a primary in June? Or do you think this is going to be a slow, steady journey to the end?
I haven't sensed any excitement. And I was thinking about this morning because even me, being a political junkie, when I saw the article start to come up about the debate and this issue and that issue, I was a little bit loath to even open up the article and read it. And I think there's just a certain level of fatigue from the national level. This is my homespun analysis, but fatigue from everything that's going on at the national level is possibly affecting how people are responding to these state races, because it's just so much information to process. And yet we are having some really good substantive discussions here at the South Dakota level. So yeah, right. I'm going to redouble my efforts to keep informed and make sure that I do stay on top of what the candidates are saying here.
Roger, it could also mean that, a certain candidate has an idea of, you know, what the polling numbers are showing and maybe can lay low. Maybe there's a strong front runner, at least behind the scenes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know if I've seen polls that show either one of them as being a big front runner. But yeah. I've been saying for a long time on this show that this is going to be such a great race for governor with two high profile, well known, well liked candidates going head to head. And so far, I've been disappointed.
Well, there is still time, Roger.
Hoping, yes, I'm hoping the fireworks start soon.
All right, we're going to cut our conversation a little bit short here because we have some conversations here from U.S. Senator Mike Rounds. So I want to say thank you very much to Roger Whittle with the Watertown Public Opinion and Denise Ross out there at SDPB's Black Hills studio. Thanks, both of you, for tuning in today and joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks as well to our friends at the Black Hills Surgical Hospital for helping us bring you conversations from the Black Hills.